Hi, folks. I'm Alex Trebek. Getting on Jeopardy! Now is easy. Take the anytime test online and audition from your own home. Come play Jeopardy! With me. Go to Jeopardy.com right now.
Hello, everyone. It's Dr. Nikki, the board-certified family nurse practitioner, back with another health topic. Today, I'm excited. I hope you're staying well and are staying safe. I have a topic for you, and we will be talking about mono today. Yes, mono. You may wonder what mono is. Mono is also known as infectious mononucleosis or mononucleosis, but we are going to be talking about mono today. All right, so EBV, which is the Epstein-Barr virus, is the most common cause of infectious mononucleosis or mono, and it is a very contagious disease. All right, it is a very, very contagious disease. The virus is spread through saliva, and that's why we call it the kissing disease. Yes, we call mono the kissing disease because it's spread through saliva. And we will be talking about the symptoms of mono very soon, but I just want you to know that the EBV, which is the Epstein-Barr virus, is the most common cause of infectious mononucleosis, and other viruses, this virus is a very common virus among the herpes family, and we have other viruses that are in that family that can cause some chickenpox, shingles, and all that. So, but we will be focusing on EBV today, which is the most common cause of infectious mononucleosis, and we will be talking about mono. So I'm gonna be saying mono. When I say mono, we know that we're talking about mononucleosis infection. Okay, all right. So as I said before, this is a very contagious disease, and it is also known as the kissing disease. We see this mono among teenagers and young adults. While I was working in primary care, I saw a lot of teenagers coming for mono. All right, we saw a lot of teenagers coming for mono, and we see this among young adults as well, especially college students. So remember, mono is also known as infectious mononucleosis. It's also known as the kissing disease. All right, so why are we talking about mono? Yes, we need to talk about it because it is very contagious, all right? And it's very common among teenagers. So if you have teenagers, if you have young adults, if you have college children, you need to let them know or let them be aware of mono. Symptoms of mono. Typical symptoms of mono, they usually disappear about 4 to 6 weeks after you are infected. Some people don't even have symptoms. You know, that's the scary part of it. Some people do not have symptoms. But symptoms may develop very slowly, and as I said, they may not occur at the same time, or some people may be asymptomatic. But if you do have symptoms, we have fever, a sore throat, extreme fatigue, head and body aches, swollen lymph nodes, especially in the neck and the armpits, and then swollen liver or spleen or both, and then a rash. All right, so we're gonna get to that swollen liver or spleen in a minute. All right, so those are the symptoms. I'm gonna repeat the symptoms again: extreme fatigue, fever, sore throat, all right, and we have headaches, body aches, swollen lymph nodes in the neck and armpits, and then we have swollen liver or spleen or both. You can have both, and a rash. All right, so those are the symptoms of mono. And guess what? What does that remind you of? The extreme fatigue, the fever, the sore throat, the body ache, and the headaches. Yeah, it reminds you of coronavirus, right? COVID-19. Yes. All right, so it's very important that we just know the differences between this infections or diseases, and then we know what to do. So that is why we always say that it is appropriate for you to always seek a healthcare professional advice when you do have symptoms, because some symptoms can be indicative of a lot of things. You know, you have extreme fatigue, you have fever, you have sore throat, and you're thinking coronavirus, but maybe you have mono, you know. So that is why it's important that you do not self-diagnose yourself and self-treat, okay? All right, so as I mentioned, that I'll be talking about the enlarged spleen and the swollen liver. They're less common symptoms, but the reason why it's important for me to talk about that is that people that do engage in contact sports, we tell them to stay away from contact sports when they have mono, just because you do not want your spleen to rupture. All right, so if you have an enlarged spleen, you want to stay away from contact sports till your symptoms disappear, or when the doctor or your healthcare provider gives you the green, you know, like tells you it's okay to now go back and start your daily routine, your sports activity. But definitely if you have mono, when you have a teenager that has mono, college students that have mono, we want to make sure that their spleen is not enlarged. And so when you go in to see your doctor for these symptoms, one of the things that the doctor or the healthcare provider will check is to make sure that you do not have an enlarged spleen. And if you do have an enlarged spleen, you will get a bunch of instructions on what you can do and what you should not be doing. And that includes avoiding contact sports, because your spleen can rupture when you engage in contact sports. All right, so, and that's why it's very, very important. So, as I said, transmission, we call this disease or infection kissing disease. And as I said, it's spread commonly through saliva, bodily fluids, especially saliva. However, you know, it can spread through blood, semen, during sexual contact, blood transfusion.
Hi folks, I'm Alex Trebek. Getting on Jeopardy now is easy. Take the Anytime Test online and audition from your own home. Come play Jeopardy with me. Go to Jeopardy.com right now.
Organ transportation. A lot of people... people want to know if mono is a sexually transmitted disease. Well, that is a little tricky question. So yes, you can catch mono while you're engaged in sexual activity, but then people that have mono, they don't have to have sexual activity before they get mono. Does that make sense? So yes, it can be a sexually transmitted disease if you do engage, you know, in sexual activity, you can get mono. But not all mono infections are caused by sexual activity. Does that make sense? All right, so yes, so let us talk about how it is transmitted. As I said before, commonly through body fluids, especially saliva. We always tell people to please be very cautious of what or what they do. All right, so you want to make sure that you stay away from some things. So I will go over what you can do. Try as much as possible not to share personal care items. So like, don't share cups, don't share drinks. Anything that can get your saliva into somebody else's, you know, mouth or whatever. So like, don't share cups, don't share straws, don't share drinks, you know, don't share personal care items. Then if you do end up having mono, all right, please, you need to drink lots of fluids. Drink lots of fluids because you need to stay hydrated. You need to stay hydrated. You need to get plenty of rest because this can cause extreme fatigue, as I mentioned before. So yes, please protect yourself by not kissing. Protect yourself by not sharing drinks, food, or personal items like toothbrushes. You know, don't share those personal items. And yeah, definitely that is a prevention. That is a prevention for mono, and also the treatment. You want to stay away, don't share items that can transmit the virus from one person to the other. So as I said, you definitely want to get hydrated by drinking lots of fluids. You want to get plenty of rest. You want to take over-the-counter medications if you have fever or pain, because remember, headaches and body aches, and we talked about fever. So you want to take pain relievers and fever reducing medications as well. All right, please, as I mentioned before, this is caused by a virus, not a bacteria. So a lot of people tend to use a medication that does not work for the infection or the disease that they have. They use antibiotics for viral infections. No, it will not work. All right, if you have a fungus infection, a viral antiviral medication or antibacterial medication will not work. So please use medications with caution. And that's why I always emphasize that you need to see a healthcare provider for appropriate diagnosis and treatment. Do not self-diagnose yourself and do not self-treat. All right, so if you have infectious mononucleosis, which is mono, you should not take penicillin antibiotics such as ampicillin or amoxicillin. You should not take those because they are not going to work, all right, and they may cause more harm than good. All right, so based on the severity of your symptoms, your healthcare provider or primary care physician may recommend treatment of the specific organs that have been affected by the mono. All right, so based on the severity of your symptoms, your healthcare team or healthcare provider may recommend treatment of specific organ systems that are affected by the disease or the infection. All right, so as I mentioned before, please remember, if your spleen becomes enlarged as a result of mono, you should avoid contact sports until you fully recover. Participating in contact sports may be strenuous and may lead to spleen rupture. All right, okay, so how do you diagnose mono? How do you diagnose infectious mononucleosis? Yes, they do blood work. So if you come in with the symptoms and you don't know what's going on, there's blood work that can be done that will show that you have mono, and you may see more white blood cells than normal. You may see that your white blood cells are unusually looking unusual. All right, you may see abnormal liver function, because remember that, you know, you may have enlarged spleen or liver. Okay, so definitely you may have abnormal liver function as well. And so pretty much blood work is what they use to diagnose mono. And of course, I mentioned about swollen lymph nodes, especially in your neck and your armpits, sore throat, fever, extreme fatigue, rash. Okay, so that is how you get the diagnosis. All right, and pretty much, as I mentioned before, fluids, and you definitely want to rest, lots of rest, okay, and drink a lot of fluids, take over the counter medications that's needed for fever or for pain, and you will be okay. All right, so I hope this helps, and that is about mono. I hope you learned one thing or two from today's episode. I will catch you in the next one. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Everything in this shed, starting with those.
Okay, gotta fix all of these.
That'll be so easy.
This needs some love for sure.
Definitely that.
True DIYer see projects everywhere, from repainting patio furniture to repurposing an old light fixture. For all of those to-dos, trust Krylon Fusion All-in-One Paint and Primer Spray Paint. It bonds to difficult surfaces and gives you maximum rust protection with no sanding or priming. And that's that. Krylon. Today we spray.
Hi, folks. I'm Alex Trebek. Do you play along with Jeopardy every day? You know, it's never been easier to try out right from your own home. So take the anytime test at Jeopardy.com. Thank you.